Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Chet Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Do you want to try one out that didn't make the cut or no?
Yes. I have one sitting here that I was not very impressed with. I really wanted to do a Super Bowl themed one, but I just didn't find any that I really liked. So
give us one, because I always like the rejected jokes, because here's the dirty little secret. The rejected jokes are usually better. Okay, what's all the right. One you do that you rejected?
How do snails fight?
How do snails fight?
They slug it out.
See, that's not horrible.
Well, define horrible.
Got a laugh.
I thought it was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lasso,
thank you.
Funny.
Lasso got one.
Yeah, because he got one.
He got
that's
one.
Why he thinks it's good.
You understood it. Davey, you're Northwest guy. Come on, slug it out.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I like that one.
All right. Yeah, another one or no?
No, not in front
that's
of me. I don't want to use it up because I feel like that's the one I'm going to use for my joke.
Which one? Slug it out?
No.
Because
no,
I was like, it's a little late for that.
No, I got another one. Sitting in reserve.
So. Yeah, because you're on the joke website.
Well, no, this is the Patriots one. I was trying to find a joke about the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
But they're all just mean, and that doesn't feel very good about Kalis.
Oh, give a mean one.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get the music. Maybe we're missing the music. Okay. Got one?
Yes. What's the difference between New England Patriots fans and mosquitoes? This isn't my joke, by the way.
I don't know.
Mosquitoes are only annoying in the summer.
See? That was
Come
good.
Come on, dude.
That was awesome.
But, it feels mean. It feels mean. We have a bunch of Patriots fans that listen to the show, and I don't want to.
No. That's okay. Don't worry about that. It's all comedy. Comedy.
They get Super Bowl trophies. They don't give a crap about making fun of them.
You got another Patriots joke?
Okay. Why are the New England Patriots like Hillary Clinton?
Oh, boy. Now we got politics,
politics
and football.
And Patriots. Okay,
wow,
go ahead.
This is, now you want people mad? Good. What is it?
Why are the New England Patriots like Hillary Clinton?
Why?
Both have bills to push around.
It's funny. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Oh, the Bills.
Both have bills,
that's
push
cool.
around.
That's clever. I like
both
that.
Both have bills to push around.
Yeah. That's good. That's kind of clever.
Honestly,
I like that.
I can do a page. There's a bunch of them on here. I thought they'd be
no,
really
go,
mean.
No, go again.
Okay.
Go again.
Hold on, because I have to vet the... Oh, no, that's not a good one.
Yeah, if it's dirty.
They're not dirty. They're mentioning Aaron Hernandez, and I feel like that's a very
touchy
subject.
No.
Why doesn't Connecticut have a professional football team?
Why doesn't Connecticut have a professional football team?
Because then Massachusetts would want one. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, that's dumb.
I think maybe because they're calling. Anyway.
I knew I went to the well too many times.
Yep, you could have stopped
Sorry,
at the second one.
I'm just
second.
Really,
it was good.
I,
it was solid. But you went one more.
Okay, here. Hang on. Why can't Nick Foles, as the quarterback of the Eagles, why can't Nick Foles use the phone anymore?
Why can't Nick Foles use the phone anymore?
Because he can't find the receiver.
That's good.
What are the? Oh, Jesus. What do the Giants say to the Eagles?
What did the Giants say to the Eagles?
Look at my Super Bowl ring.
That's one that goes around a lot.
Ooh. What do you call a sober Eagles fan?
What do you call a sober Eagles fan?
Liar.
That's funny.
I'm kind of proud of that. Jesus. If you have a car containing an Eagles wide receiver, an Eagles linebacker, and an Eagles defensive back, who's driving the car?
Who's driving the car?
The cop.
Oh. Jeez.
Jeez. All right. What's so special about the Eagles' new official cologne?
What's so special about the Eagles' new cologne?
The official cologne. Yeah.
The official
team.
Cologne.
Yeah. You wear it and the other guy scores.
That's funny.
Okay, you do yours now.
Okay,
you do yours.
Why do the New England Patriots hate Xbox?
I don't know. Why do the New England Patriots hate Xbox?
There's no cheat button.
Anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan.
That's awesome. I don't, boy, and this is, and now, ladies and gentlemen, for what we expect to be a giant step backward, because that was pretty good there for a
minute. Yeah.
It was all right. No cheat button. Damn. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep doing this till we get it right. It's Kayla's super fantastic, happy time, greatest joke ever of the week. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Kayla.
What do the Los Angeles Police Department and the New England Patriots have in common?
Going back to that, huh? Okay. What do the Los Angeles Police Department and the New England Patriots have in... Boy.
Oh, I hope this isn't where I think it's going.
Oh, boy. You want to think...
It's topical for Las Vegas.
You want to think this one through?
Why is this?
Well, we don't know.
I don't know. It just said it could go a direction. All right. What do the Los Angeles Police Department and the New England Patriots have in common?
Neither can stop a Bronco. It's topical.
Is it? Broncos sucked this year.
Yeah, the Broncos aren't good.
Not as bad as that joke did. But
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC. Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, another exclusive presentation of the Chet Buchanan Show. It's Spence's song of the week. Once again, guitar in hand, so my work is done here. Here is Spence.
This one's called Super Balls.
From the womb to the tomb, in every locker room, everyone knows one and all, Tom Brady's got Super Balls. Even if they were deflated, he's still the greatest. He gets every call, Tom Brady's got Super Balls, Super Balls, Super Balls. Tom Brady's got Super Balls. He's the biggest fan of Gronkowski's hands. Lays out and grabs them all, Tom Brady's Super Balls. Argue till you're blue in the face. He's the GOAT, there's no debate. He's headed to the hall, Tom Brady and his Super Balls. Super Balls! Super Balls! Tom Brady's got Super Balls. From the pocket Super Sunday when he whips them out. Tom Brady's got Super Balls. Everyone will shout.
Don't laugh at that.
He's got balls of fury. He's got balls of steel. He goes balls to the wall. Tom Brady and his Super Balls. Everyone wants to receive them, but they're in Giselle's safekeeping. You might find ones in the mall. Tom Brady's Super Balls. Super Balls. Super Balls. Tom Brady's got Super Balls, Super Balls, Super Balls,
Super Balls.
Tom Brady's got Super Balls. So boys, run your routes right. Keep your eyes open wide. Or make no mistake, you'll get Tom Brady's balls in your face. Super Balls, Super Balls. Tom Brady's got Super Balls.
Super Balls. Super Balls.
Tom Brady's got Super Balls. Super Balls. Super Balls. His balls are super.
So you're saying Tom Brady has Super Balls?
Got it. That was kind of the gist of it.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Sure. Got it. You know who loves that? Jesse the Show Philly. It was B1G1AM. Eli, the biggest Pats fan we know. It's Spence's song of the week.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Commercial free till at least 9:45, so we got a long way to go before you'll ever hear commercials again.
Right.
Kayla, I know your favorite part of the Super Bowl, of the game itself and all of that, is the prop bets.
Yes, it is.
Outside of the parties and the food and all that kind of stuff. You love the prop bets.
Yeah.
So my gift to you, we happen to be quite good friends, and you would love him. I know you haven't, met Jay Cornegay yet, have you?
No, I have not.
He's a main guy. I don't even know what his title is, but he's the main guy over at the Westgate Superbook.
Oh, you know what? We did meet briefly at Toy Drive. Very briefly. Yes. Spence actually handled the interview, so I didn't get to talk to him
that
much.
Yes, you did. I dig that guy a lot.
He's nice awesome.
Guy. A really great guy. And he has been featured on ESPN. He has been featured in Business Insider and a number of other publications and television shows just in the last week or so because, again, I know how much you love prop bets. The Westgate Las Vegas Superbook has roughly 400 prop bets available.
Shut up.
For you to enjoy. Everything from the opening coin toss will be heads or tails to, God, first reception by just about every player on the field. I'm going through them right now. Will either team make a field goal in the fourth quarter? You can bet on that. The shortest made field goal of the game will be over or under 26.5. Your thoughts, Spence? Shortest field goal made will be over or under 26.5 yards.
Over.
Kayla?
Under.
Jacob Toronto from ChasingCinema.com and noted Bills fan who was so excited about Michelle playing Kayla Showbiz SmackDown a minute ago because her buzzer was, go Bills.
Go Bills. Over.
Yeah, I think the shortest field goal will be over. I think so. Anyway, so there's all of that.
Okay.
We'll talk to Jay in just a couple of minutes and just see where the money's at and just some of the weirder stuff. Because, I mean, I could go through all 400 of them for you right now, but that sounds really boring.
Mm.
Sounds like just riveting radio.
Oh, I want to see them, though. Oh, I'm excited.
You want to what?
I'm gonna go on the website in a little bit and look.
Sure. I'll send that to you.
Thank you.
So, first, however, as mentioned, Jacob Toronto from ChasingCinema.com is here with Six Word Cinema. I didn't even know there was a Helen Mirren movie.
Yeah.
When did this
Not
happen?
Not many people do. It's a smaller movie, but it's the only movie that opened this week. So it's Winchester, the horror movie with Helen Mirren.
Okay, well, you keep reacting like, you had a stomach pain or something.
I grew up in San Jose, the Bay Area, and the Winchester Mystery House is a house that was there that was a tourist attraction. The short part of the story is, she was the heiress to the Winchester rifle fortune.
Yeah.
And she felt guilty about all the people that died because of that. And she felt that she could live forever if she continually built on the house. So for 38 years straight, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there was work being done on the Winchester Mystery House. And there are stairwells that go to nowhere. It's just a mess. So the movie is based slightly on that premise.
So speaking of over under, and you have this choice or you have this choice, what's better, Spence's story right there, which was pretty good, or this movie?
No, Spence's story.
Okay. So what's it called again? Winchester. So six word cinema, six words for the new Helen Mirren movie, The Dame, the Queen. The hottest old broad you know.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say that?
Absolutely.
She's a gilf.
Okay, so six words.
It shoots itself in the foot.
You're smart.
It's so smart. Disappointing because this was pretty. I don't like horror movies, and I was actually really looking forward to
seeing it. Is it a horror movie?
It is a horror movie, and that's the problem because, like, if you just heard Spence's story and they just explore this idea that Helen Mirren is this woman who's kind of crazy and obsessing over the fact that the Winchester fortune would build her whole entire fortune, killed a bunch of people, and she was constantly building and doing all these things. It's an interesting, really kind of captivating story, but it becomes a really generic horror movie. This is the house that spirits built, and the reason why there are stairwells that go to nowhere is because Helen Mirren is blocking off the spirits because she's recreating the rooms in which people died in with the Winchester. So, for instance, if the room they died in was a bedroom, she recreates that bedroom so that spirit could move on and so forth. And it kind of, as it more agrees with Helen Mirren's, you know, obviously, or Sarah Winchester's psychiatric problems, that it just becomes like a generic horror movie.
Is Tim Allen in this movie?
No, unfortunately.
Sounds like there'd be a lot of construction.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it live action Bob the Builder? No. Take your kids?
No, none of that good stuff. And Helen Mirren's, like, though she's, like, prompted as Sarah Winchester, Jason Clarke, who is in Terminator and most recently All I Could See Is You, is the star of the movie. He plays a doctor who's hired to go evaluate her, and he starts seeing some ghosts.
This sounds awful.
It is awful.
Is traditionally, do they put like the worst movie of the spring on Super Bowl weekend? I guess, well, late winter, whatever.
Yeah.
Do they put that on Super Bowl?
I mean, it's always been, you know, like we've been talking about the last couple weeks. It's stunt month.
So right, but his point, though, why didn't they release 50 Shades Freer this weekend?
Yeah,
that
you're
would be
stupid.
The worst
Freed.
Movie.
It's called 50 Shades Freed, and it's because it's a dope movie. It's going to do really well.
Dope.
Well,
that's why I did it.
They want it to they want you to be able to go see that movie during Valentine's Day. That's why they push that.
Oh, yeah. That's lovely.
Or the build-up, too.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, this is a dead week.
Is it a dead week?
Oh, this is. I mean, they didn't screen this movie for critics, and this is the only movie that I know that was released here in Las Vegas, and I had to see it last night with general audience at 10 p.m.
So. Oh, like you had to pay?
No. Well, we host our own private. Chasing Sid hosts, and my good friend James Hsu hosts a private screening at AMC Town Square every week. So I didn't have to pay, luckily, because I would have been really upset. But
right. We're hosting a private screening.
Yes.
Sounds like a lot of effort for a crap fest.
Well, we do it for every week, so it just so happens to be that type of week.
So you bring in your own beer and snacks.
Everyone, that's awesome. It's a good time.
I had a friend that was a manager of a movie theater when I was my first job in radio, and I was doing nights, so I got off the air at 11, and we'd rush over to the theater, and everybody'd have beer and food and everything.
That's a way to do
party.
It
was awesome.
Oh yeah,
we'd see all the new movies. That was great.
Yeah, you guys would have taken the night off.
We would have brought the beer and the food leave the movie off. So, dare I ask, how many popcorns?
Probably a half a popcorn. Like a one popcorn, if I'm feeling generous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a movie that I didn't absolutely hate, but it was one that I didn't.
A bag of unpopped kernels?
Yes.
I missed an opportunity in the Super Bowl prop bed. I should have said, what's the over-under on one popcorn?
Right.
All right, well...
You know, can't win them all. But next week, I know Kayla is very excited.
We're going to screen it together, me and Jacob. 50 Shades Freed, the final installment of the 50 Shades series.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
And while
how do you know it's the final, for sure?
Because I've read the books. There's only three books. It's 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and 50 Shades Freed.
What if they make a bajillion dollars? Don't they have to do another one?
No, because there's no other book.
She'll write another one.
You know, they've had movies without books before.
No. Is that a thing? Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
You wouldn't know that nowadays, though.
Okay, so how the book, and not to spoil people that haven't read the book, but...
She's about to tell me the theory behind the 50 Shades thing, and that's cool. No, go ahead. Continue.
Well, in the final chapter of the book, they sum up all of like the loose ends in the very final chapter, so there's no possible... I mean,
Kayla is so linear that the idea that this could be anything other than book... to movie.
I'm waiting for the Star Mind Wars blown. Collaboration, Star Wars, the Dark Side, or 50 Shades of the Dark Side.
Oh,
something like that.
Again, why are you not in Hollywood?
That's right?
Like
I know. What do you
that
get
is like the third
brilliant.
Premise.
Get
you know?
To work,
just
dude.
Just like Maze Runner. That
we got to figure our retirement out at some point.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.